it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the diary. How many people do you think are just like glued to the radio at this time? Because it started, like to me, it started kind of slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now you're just...
I can't remember what the last one we read was.
I take notes for this reason.
Perfect.
She started therapy, got a prescription that she has not filled, and we don't know what it's for.
Okay.
That's right. So she's trying to get to the bottom of why she sabotaged.
They had a breakthrough, but we don't really know what it was.
I think it's her sabotaging life.
Ding right? dong. Hello.
Yeah. She, like, the beginning of the diary is just this non-self-confident, oh, yeah. I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish.
Mm-hmm.
Then it all happened, and she's like,
yep.
Just can't stop. She got a promotion at work, quit her job. I get it. She wants to be more than that, but it's like,
right.
That's
Go
gone.
Back to school.
Screwed up her relationship with Mike. He proposes. She admits she cheated. It's just like,
nightmare.
There's, yeah. And we haven't heard about Elwood in a while, but I just always assume.
Elwood's okay. He moved with her.
Yeah.
That was just a few months ago.
I guess you don't write in your diary every day about your dog, but it's just like.
I would.
You would. Well, you.
It was like 2 years that she didn't write about Elwood.
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
But
scary.
You just don't. At a certain point, your dog's just your dog. And it's not like not what's
I
on
guess,
your mind.
But still.
I don't think I love my dogs, but if I were journaling, which I have to start soon.
Right.
So then we can read it.
No, I'm not
going to. No, now we'll know. Do you mention your dogs?
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
Maybe you should try.
Okay.
So you want to do the next entry?
Yes.
What
so
was
the last
date?
One?
Yeah, what was the
last one?
The
last one was September 8th.
9/8. Okay. And this is?
September 22nd.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. I wish someone would just put me out of my misery.
Oh.
Today I went to Barnes & Noble to kill time before my night class. Before I knew exactly what had happened or how... What? Oh. Before I knew exactly what happened or how or why, there I was on the self-help aisle reading.
Oh.
I hate you, Oprah. I blame you for an entire generation of women who think a book can save their lives or marriage or whatever. Only because I bought one of those stupid books.
Do oh
not
my
yell
God.
At me. Do not
we
yell
have to,
at me.
We have to reinstitute some vetoes. We can't do this.
I'm starting to get mad at the writer.
Yeah. Like
because she doesn't write along? Time?
No, because she doesn't. She's not taking any responsibility.
Yeah.
She's just like, I blame Oprah. Oprah, girl.
Oprah didn't make you cheat on your boyfriend.
Yes. I blame this. I blame... It's
quote
always-
of the century. Oprah didn't make you cheat on your boyfriend. Oprah's going to hear this one day and be like, what? Why? How did I get brought into this?
Yeah.
Oprah's in town, by the way, I think.
Yeah, she was in Telluride.
Yeah. She's in the state at least. Oprah, if you're listening, you ruined their life.
Right. No, you didn't.
303-222-5123. Text
yeah,
in,
text
Oprah.
In, Oprah. Be sure to put something in there that only you would know so we know it's you.
Yeah, I'm annoyed with her too. It's like, there I was. It's like, okay, maybe it's a good thing.
But you guys, yeah. It's her diary, so we have to like her still. We have to keep, well, we can't switch to Mike's diary. We can't switch to somebody else's diary. We have her diary. And our hope is she's going to drag herself out of this and be...
I did get some clarification too, because I remember I thought she had graduated and started the internship, but no, she has night classes.
Oh,
she's
right.
Still in school.
Yes.
Right.
So, because I don't know if it's still that way now, but like we said, internships, you have to still be in school for mm-hmm. most of the time because there's insurance laws and whatnot. Do we think if she reads this book and she continues in therapy, she's going to
get back together with Mike?
That is my big question. Do you think do you think he's out of our lives forever?
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But why? Because
he deserves better.
He does deserve better. She cheated on him.
Yeah.
Have you taken back a cheater ever?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. 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 I did. Only to get dumped later by that person.
Oh.
So. And I think I came off as weak by taking her back. I don't think she liked it. It's not a good look. Don't do it. Don't ever do it.
No, I mean.
Now I'm picturing Mike as T-Hack, and it just makes me really sad. Oh. And yeah, I hope we don't hear about him again, because I hope he finds someone better.
But I just feel like he thinks he wanted to spend the rest of his life with her. And what happens when you love somebody so much, even if they hurt you in that way, like, it's so hard to move on. Like, he's
especially
sitting there right now.
She's like, I'm doing the work.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering, because remember when they were still kind of together and Mike said, I think some of this is my fault.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is her making him feel like he is responsible. Like, she's not taking responsibility.
She's like, you pushed me.
Yeah. And so he's like going along with it, kind of like, I guess maybe
that
I
is
do.
That is what you do when you get cheated
her
on, though.
Her self-doubt is contagious.
Yes. Because you just start to go, I pushed them and maybe I didn't sleep with them enough. Maybe I didn't do the thing that they want. Like, women are always the ones who say, maybe I didn't sleep with them enough. But guys are like, maybe I didn't get into, she wanted to do flower arranging and I didn't support her in the right ways. And that's what forced her into this guy's arms.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's okay. Okay. So this was the shortest entry in the history of mankind on September 22nd. Oh my God. Read slower then, girl. Because if we have to drag this out.
If I read slower, the people are going to text in and be like, she's so dumb.
You're freaking out. Yeah. Right now.
You guys, we got to delay our gratification. Okay. 9/22 is this one. What is the date of the next one?
Oh, I didn't even look.
Oh my God. And
October 1st. Okay. I didn't read anything.
Okay. 10/1. Find out if Oprah ruins more things tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.